You're listening to SBS News.
A new report from UNICEF's Young Ambassador Program shows climate change is a concern for the majority of young Australians. Compiled from consultations with over 1,500 Australians aged 4 to 22 and survey responses from more than 1,000 14 to 17-year-olds, the report shows almost three-quarters of young Australians see climate change as having a significant effect on the world. UNICEF Australia Director of Policy and Advocacy, Amy Lemoine, says concern for the environment was expressed across all age ranges.
They had different language to describe it, and they told a different story about it, but they all had very consistent kind of concerns. Small children are really attuned to the environment, and we see that all of the time. And so the smaller children were talking about pollution as a concern, and wildlife and the extinction of wildlife as a bit of a concern. As children kind of got to middle years, they were talking about climate change in more detailed terms. And by the time we were talking to adolescents and people in the higher secondary school years, they were talking in really clear terms about the likely trajectory of climate change going forward.
She says young Australians overwhelmingly agree that climate change is an imminent threat.
75% of people that we talked to were saying that we need to take action on climate change, but it's real, that it's based on human activity, and that we need to take action. So it's a very shared common view from children and young people, and they are very eager for politicians to move from a space of ideology back into a conversation about science and real action to actually address this fairly big threat to their future.
UNICEF Young Ambassador Josh Britton says young Australians are angry about inheriting a problem they didn't play a part in creating.
They're really concerned that they're being left out of the process of addressing climate change, and they feel like it's an almost existential threat which drowns out all other aspects of their future. I've had children tell me directly that they feel like climate change means that they may not have a future, and that's something that I've been seeing across all age groups from 4 years old all the way up to 22 years old.
He says the young people he spoke to believe nothing they do on an individual level to tackle climate change will make a significant difference when large businesses and the government aren't taking real action. Ms. Lemoine says young people want the Australian government to take regional leadership on the issue.
We're in a region where there's, you know, the climate presents some fairly big challenges beyond just Australia, but for the whole region. It's an imminent threat to the Pacific. And there were some discussions that it's actually listed in the report that we could look at a regional summit where young people are getting to feed their thinking and some solutions into a conversation with other young people in the Pacific.
Mr. Britton says a regional summit would be a good first step towards involving young people in the process of addressing climate change.
I think that would be doubly valuable because not only do children have a unique perspective on climate change and face unique challenges surrounding climate change, but children in the Pacific especially face unique challenges. The only way to be able to properly address those challenges is to be able to talk to the people that are affected by them, because nobody can give you the perspective of a child except the child themselves. If we're not talking to children and we're not getting that perspective, then we're not going to be able to address the issues that face them effectively.
He says inaction on climate change is partly why over half of young Australians have low levels of trust towards politicians.
The government's response to climate change has disappointed a lot of kids. They've expressed to us that they feel like the government is taking action only based on the short term, and climate change is such a long-term existential issue that it's not being properly addressed.
He says young people also feel like politicians don't keep the promises they make.
They felt they would say one thing and do something else, and they expressed real frustration with that. Another thing we heard really often was confusion and dismay over regular leadership changes. I mean, I was 7 years old the last time a Prime Minister served a full term, and younger kids have never seen a Prime Minister serve a full term, and they really feel that that is not a positive thing, and they've shown really strong response to that.
Amy Hall, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.